don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Tracy, it's time again, girl.
Oh, man.
Breaking some bad news.
Girl, it is so hard to break bad news. But you know what? I feel like we are helping so many people because we're able to be there with them as they break it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
A sad thing.
I love that we're able to do this.
Grab the tissue.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the paper towel.
No.
Not the paper.
I brought that in last time.
Okay, good. Yeah. Bring some real Kleenex next time.
Okay.
Today, though, we have our girl Amber on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, good morning, girls.
Hi. So what's going on, girl?
Well, I've been with my fiance for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. We got engaged the end of the summer and we're planning our wedding for January. But my issue right now is his son.
Oh.
Like I don't have any kids, but he has a teenage son.
Okay.
And he's just really disrespectful. He won't listen to me. He, you know, he kind of just talks back, just really is lacking respect for me.
Oh, sure.
And it's just starting to wear on me.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Yeah. And so I think I got to tell Leo, I mean, if something doesn't change soon, I don't think I can go through with this.
So when, okay, I've been in this, I'm a stepmom. Mm-hmm. I met my stepdaughter when she was 5. She's 20 now. Mm-hmm. There is a role.
Yep.
I know you guys aren't married yet, but there is a role, though, that you play when you're not the mother or the biological father of a child that you're dating someone.
Yeah.
Does he ever, you know, interject? Does he stand up for you?
Right, yeah.
When he sees that his son is, you know, misbehaving and...
I mean, I think it seems like he kind of plays it down a little bit, which is part of what's bothering me.
Okay.
And it doesn't feel like he's really got my back on it. And it's kind of getting in the way of our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, you did.
I'm all for, you know, playing the role and being the stepmom. Like I went into this eyes wide open knowing, you know, he's a teenager. Like I'm trying to be understanding about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a fine line, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was in a similar situation. I did date someone who had children and they were younger kids, but he always had my back. I mean, because it is a tough role
to
be in. And then, you know, when you're switching houses,
right?
What are they allowing at that home and then coming back,
right.
you know? But he always had my back. So.
Right. Well, and you never know what the child is going through at
right,
the time.
Right, yeah.
Children act out for a reason.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, girl, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. Then when we get back, we're going to help you to break the bad news to Leo that, you know, honestly, you probably care about his son very much so as you do him.
Mm-hmm.
But the disrespect that's being allowed, that he's not standing up for you, that's another thing because he should.
Yep.
There's some communication issues here. Mm-hmm. If he does not agree that, hey, I will stand up for you more, what is your decision? Do you think you'll break up with him?
I mean, I think I have to. Like, it would be too much for me. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to me. And I think I would just have to walk away.
Oh, wow.
Well, right. You don't need to be disrespected by two men in your life.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
All right. It's happening next. Breaking bad news between Amber and her fiance, Leo. Next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We've got our girl Amber on the phone. Yep. She has to break some bad news to her fiance, Leo.
Yes. So it looks like they've been dating for almost 2 years and they're actually engaged to be married at the beginning of the year. But Leo's son is very disrespectful. Amber does not have any children, but it's starting to cause strain in their relationship. And she's wondering if she's going to actually go through the wedding, if she's going to call it off because she just doesn't know what else
right.
to do.
And, you know, Leo's son's a teenager.
He's a teenager.
She met him when he was, you know, and so, you know, as kids, you remember being through this. Like, we go through a lot of emotions.
It's especially when you're a teenager.
And we don't know if it's something that he's having issues just within his own personal life. The fact that his dad brought in another woman and that was going to marry her. So what, you're supposed to be my another mom? You know what I mean? All right, girls. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, Amber, but Leo, of course, will not on the phone, and then we'll chime in, okay?
All right. Thanks, ladies.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, babe. How's your day?
Hey, what's going on, babe? That's pretty good. How about yours?
Not too bad.
That's good. What'd you need?
I kind of need to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've brought it up before, but I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm just having a hard time with the constant disrespect and not listening with your son. And it's, I mean, it's, I really feel like it's coming between us at this point. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, if something's not going to change relatively soon, I'm not sure I can go through with this.
There it is. Yeah.
Well, did something happen recently? Because we talked about this before. Like, we're working through it.
Not really.
No.
I mean, it's just the same. It's constant, and it's not. It doesn't seem like it's getting any better. And I'm not sure what to do anymore.
Here, let's chime in.
Yeah, let's.
Hi, good morning. Is this Leo?
Hello?
Hi, Leo.
Hey.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, Leo.
We are friends of your beautiful fiance, Amber. Mm-hmm. This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from a radio station, Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. So you are on the radio, my man.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Wait, how'd you guys get on this call?
Well, Amber first chimed us in.
That's right.
It's called a, what, 1, 2, 3, a four-way call.
That's right.
Listen, we are here to help her to break the bad news, which she just did, Leo. We're kind of like her wing women. She had a hard time getting through with this call.
Mm-hmm.
But she called us because Tracy and I have both been in situations. I ended up marrying the man that I fell in love with who had a daughter.
Yeah.
So I do have a stepdaughter. Tracy, you dated a man who had children.
Yep.
It is a difficult situation to be in when you are with a child and sometimes that the parent of the child does not stand up for you when you have to discipline. Yep. No one likes to have to do it.
No.
It's a very uncomfortable situation to be in, disciplining someone else's child.
Yep, it is. Yep.
But you want to make sure that that person has your back. And she's feeling like, Leo, you haven't had her back through many circumstances.
Yeah. She's not feeling the support from you there.
Listen, Amber, you have my support in everything that happens. He's had some behavioral issues since the divorce. And, you know, I know it's been a few years, but I really just need for you to be patient with him. Like I've grown to be, you know, he'll adjust. We just need to give it some time, you know, especially after we're married. I mean, like, things got to settle down. He's going through a lot. He's a teenager.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to deal with this whole new life. It's not easy for a teenager, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
No, he's probably protecting his mom.
Well,
you never know.
I really feel like I've tried to be understanding, and I've tried really hard, and I understand that he's older. He understands a lot more of what's happening, and it's gotta be hard on him, but that doesn't give him the right to mistreat me. And I think maybe if we sit and talk with him together,
that's good.
We can, you know, we can make some adjustments that will help him. But as much as I love you and I love him, I don't think I can go through with this if something doesn't change.
Yeah.
So if, you know, if you're willing to work with me and work with him and we can make something happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready, but
It's laying down some ground rules, really, for the child.
Right. And what about counseling? They could all go to counseling. Mm-hmm. What about that?
Well, we love therapy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's if you want to try that, that's something we can try. I want this to work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're willing to do that and we all sit down and talk together, then I'm all for it. I want us to work. So, yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Yay! We're so glad.
Yeah. I truly believe that you will figure this out as a family, mm-hmm. and everything will be resolved, and happiness is only being seen in your future. So thank you so much, Amber, for calling. And Leo, thank you for being so understanding of her feelings, because that's what a marriage is all about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So good luck to you.
Thanks for the help, ladies.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Call us again.
Yes, that's
call
right.
Us again,
call
girl.
Us again.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.